Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Rabbi.
Okay. Last week we gave a bit of an introduction to Inyan Gotchim, and we'll continue today. If you look in the big Mishnayos that has the commentary of the Teferis Yisrael on the bottom of the page, I think the Teferis Yisrael was also a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he was a holy tzaddik. They say he sat in his talis and tefillin all day long. He would go to mikveh in the morning and he would sit and write his commentary on the Mishnayos. So he has a long hakdama, around 20 pages long, to Seder Kotchim. So he starts off by saying that in order for a kohen to be able to be makor karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have 23 conditions. That's the way he writes it. He counts everything specifically separately. It's not 23, but that he counts from 1 to 23. So the first condition is that he has to be a kohen. It can't be a zar. A zar means one is not a kohen. If a zar does hakrobos, hakarbonos, it's no good. So there's a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, Kol b'necher, a kohen who's a goy. How can a kohen be a goy? Erel leiv, erel basar. Either he's an oral basar, he doesn't have a bris milah, or erel leiv, he's an apikoris, lo yovel migdoshi lushar seni. When the Gemara quotes that pasuk, the word lushar seni is in parentheses, because that word does not appear in the Novi Yechezkel, but that's what it means. A kohen who's a goy, in order to be a kohen, you first have to be a human being. Like there's a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. He heard Chacham Tzvi writes, they say about his grandfather that he made a goylem. His grandfather was not Tamar Almi Prag, some other tzaddik. They say my grandfather made a goylem. And if it's true, he wants to know, can the goylem be mitzarev to a minyan? So the Behetiv in Shulchan Aruch quotes this suffix, whether if a human being creates a goylem, because the Gemara says, Kol ha-melamed ben chaver ha-Torah ma'alal al-kasu kilu yelodoy. If I adopt someone else's baby and I raise him, it's considered kilu yelodoy. So if I brought the baby into existence by creating a goylem, maybe it should certainly be considered kilu yelodoy. Yeah, but if you adopt a goyish baby, it doesn't become Jewish just because you adopted him. So that's a very peladic. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. He says the suffix of the Chacham Tzvi doesn't make any sense. If you adopt a goyish baby, he doesn't become Jewish. You have to be megayer him. So he says, and then Chazon Ish Tainus, a goylem is not considered a human being. There's no iser etzicha on a goylem, just like on an animal. There's no iser etzicha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rabba bara gavra. Rabba knew how to make a goylem. So he created a golem, and then he realized that golem doesn't have the ability to carry on a conversation. He can't speak. So he killed him. How can he kill him if he's a human being? So he says, he's not a human being. He says, not a human being, Chazon Ish says. How can he be a kohen? In order to be a kohen, first you have to be a human being. And then you have to be Jewish. And then you have to belong to Shevet Levi. And then you have to be on top of that. You have to have Kedushas Kahuna. So the pasuk reads like this, Kol b'necher. Any pasuk in Yechezkel, Kol ben Echer, any kohen who is not Jewish, erel leiv, either an apikoris dina kakum, the erel basar, or a kohen that never had a bris milah, lo yogel migdashi l'shal sein, and not allowed to be makar of kabbonis. Why? Because he's a ben Echer. He's considered a goy. Apikoris dina kakum. See, apikoris dina kakum, the Gemara has legabi shchita. If a goy shechts a behemoth, so that's a Mishnah in Chulin, the first parak, shechita sakum nevela metame b'masa, it's metame, like a nevela. So there's a machlokes in, that's if a goy shechts a behemoth. What if a machal Shabbos b'fahesya shechts a behemoth, dina kakum? What if a Jew who worships Avodah Zarah, he's in the practice of worshiping Avodah Zarah, a mishumid. A Jew is a mishumid, and then he shechts a behemoth, so shechita sa nevela. So that's a big machlokes, the chidah, has a commentary on the Ein Yankif. So on that daf, on daf hey, and Chulin, the Chidor quotes that from Kisve Yad of the Bali HaTosfos. This is a machlekes in the days of the Bali HaTosfos, where the Mumal Lachal Shabbos Beferhesed Dina Kaakam Shchitos Anevela, Mumal Avodah Zarah is Dina Kaakam Shchitos Anevela, is that the Raisa de Rabbanim. In Yeruday also it's a machlekes, and Simon Beis machlekes Achreinim. But the Chidah quotes it's a machlekes of Rishonim. So if it's a din de Rabbanu, where did it come from? Where's the original din? So the original din, called the Tikkun Rabbanu came there, I said Tikkun. So the answer is there is. Here's the original din. This pasuk in Yechezkel. There's a pasuk in Chumash by Korban Pesach. Kol b'necha lo yoichal boy. a non-Jew is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean a non-Jew. The other pasuk says kol oral le'yachol, but an oral is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. A goy is going to be an oral. The only time, even if the goy has a circumcision, he's still considered an oral. Kol goy marelim. It's a pasuk in Novi. I think it's also in Yecheskel. Kol goy marelim. A goy, even if he had a circumcision, is considered an oral unless he had the mila l'shem geirus. So you have to have first mila and then tefila. So if the goy had mila l'shem geirus, but he didn't have the tefila yet, he's still a goy, but he's not called an oral. If the mila was done l'shem geirus, then he's no longer called an oral. So that's why he needed. That's why he needed two psukim. You have a pasuk called oral le'yachal boy. You have a pasuk called benecha le'yachal boy. So benecha means even though he's not an oral because he was mal l'shem geirus, but he didn't do the second step. He only had the first step. He did milu the shem keres, but he didn't do the tefillah yet. So he's not allowed to eat korban pesach called benecha le'yachol boy. But included in kol benecha is mishan is nakam ma'isav la'aviv shabashamayim. A Jew who worships avodah zarah, he's not allowed to eat korban pesach. So that's a machloikis in the rishonim. There's a me'iri in psochem on daf chav ches that a Jew who once worshipped avodah zarah, even though he's chayz b'tshuva, he's no longer a mumal avodah zarah. Also, never for the rest of his life, he's never allowed to eat korban pesach. So, if that's the pshat and the pasuk, it's not because he's a mumar. He was chozav a tshuva. He's a regular Jew. He's no longer a mumar to eat a kakum. But Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos on chav ches on the base. The Miri quotes this from the Chachmei Hador Shalofaneinu, one of the Rishonim. He always has descriptions instead of saying who it is. Like Rashi is Gedolei Harabonim, and the Rambam is Gedolei Hamachabrim, and the Rabbi is Gedolei Hamagim. Usually, Chachmei Hador Shalofaneinu is the Ramban, but they don't think that this one is the Ramban. So if you hold that one who ever worshipped Avodah Zarah for the rest of his life, he can't eat Korban Pesach, so then this Pasuk called Benecher is not the source of the Din of Mumer, Din of Kakum. But the Din is going to get Kohanim, who want to be Makar of Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, one is an Erol Lave, one is an Erol Basar, one who doesn't have a Bris Milah. So a Jew who doesn't have a Bris Milah is Jewish. A non-Jew who wants to convert because money doesn't do a Bris Milah, he didn't get to first base. First you have to do a Bris Milah, then you have to be Toivel in the Mikveh, then it'll be Jewish. So you need the Bris Milah as an act of Geiris. By a Jew, the baby is Jewish. If the baby is born to a Jewish mother, the baby is Jewish even before he has the bris milah. In Yiddish, they have an expression that they're going to go perform a bris milah on the baby. So they say, negate Yiddish in the skin. Going to make the baby Jewish. That's not really correct. A Jewish baby is born Jewish. He's Jewish even if he never gets a bris milah. It's a mitzvah to do the bris milah. But it's partially correct that a Jew who doesn't have a bris milah considered he has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. The Gemara in the first parak in Chulin has a comment that if a Jew is an oral, Yisrael Mal Yehu, he's a full Jew. How can you say Shchitas and Avela? So it's and that's the way it's quoted in Yeridaya. A Jew who never had a Bris Milah for whatever reason is Yisrael Mal Yehu, he's a full-fledged Jew. But it's not 100% true. He's not a full Jew. So since his Kedushas Yisrael is incomplete, so his Kedushas Kuna is by definition going to be incomplete. And the same, that's Erel Basar. And Erel Leiv means if he's an Apikoris, Dina Ka'akum, and again to this then. A Kohen who's an Apikoris can't be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, because since he's Erel Leiv, he's an Apikoris, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So his Kedushas Kuna is going to be incomplete. So he's Dina Kizar. So that's the Pasuk. So even if you hold that Apikoris Dina Ka'akum is only with the Rabbanon, that if he shechts chitos in the veil is only with the Rabbanon, but it's called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. There is a Din Deraisa, either that the Mumer Dina Ka'akum, he can't eat Korban Pesach, the way Tosfos learns, or Mumer Dina Ka'akum, that he can't be Makriv Korbanos. If he's a Kohen, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So he's considered like a Zar. The Gemara comments on that pasuk. The Gemara in Sanhedrin comments. What do you mean? Yecheskel writes a din that doesn't appear in the Chumash. Adasi Yecheskel man amar until Yecheskel came along. No one ever heard of that din that Kohen Oral can't be Makar Karbanos. So the Gemara says no. It was always Gemara Gemiri. It was always a halacha Moshe Mesina. It was always a tradition. Vasi Yecheskel as mechakra. He wrote it down, but not that he was mechadish the din benevua. He didn't come up with a new din. He just recorded the din that was yadua already. So the Rambam is of the opinion that whenever you only get malchus if you violate a lav. The Gemara says, only get malchus if you violate a lav. That's dumi dachasima. If it's similar to the din of lasachs m'shabedishai, because in chumis dvarim darsh and smuchim. So the pasuk of lasachs m'shabedishai is written right next to the pasuk. If the Bezdin ascertains that someone is a Russian, he deserves Malkus, and they give Malkus. How do they ascertain that he's a Russia? So if he violates a din of Lasachs and Shabdisha, something that's similar to it. So the first din has to be similar to Lasachs and Shabdisha, has to be written in the Chumash. Lasachs and Shabdisha appears in the Chumash. If you have Allah and Moshe Messina, like Orla B'chutzlor, the Rambam says, the Rambam quotes the Goinim of the opinion that if you eat orla b'chutzlar, if you plant a tree or a bush, and fruits grow, the berries grow the first 3 years, they have a din of orla, so you're not allowed to eat it b'chutzlar, so you don't get malchus on that, because not dumi d'alav d'chasima. It doesn't say in the Chumash, it's only halach ha'mash m'sinai. So Rashi writes that if a koyin oral will be makro karbonis, we can't give him malchus because it's only hilchus ha'gmiri law. So halach ha'mash m'sinai doesn't say in Chumash. The Rambam says you are like it. So that's a problem. The Rambam is the one who disagrees with the Goyim, and he says that if somebody eats Orla B'chutzlotz, you're not like it, because not Dumi D'Alav D'Chasima. So why does he say that if a Koyin Oral is Makru Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, he's like it? It's only an Issa known through Halacha Moshe Messina. So the Rambam says, because the Oral is Dina Kizar, means it has an incomplete Kedushas Kahuna, because he has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. It can't be a full Koyin if you're not a full Yisrael. First, you have to be a human being. Then you have to be from Shevet Levi. Then you have to be Jewish. Then you have to be from Shevet Levi. Then you have to have Kedushas Kuna. Yeah. So that's why. So one who's a Zar, it can't be Makro Karbonis. And one who's Mumala with a Zar or Apikorvis of an Oral, these are not separate dinim. It's also Dina Kizar. Then there's a Din Mechusa Begodim. If the Kohen is not wearing Big Dekuna, because the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, it says in Parshas Truma, that you should make big dekuna, and it says v'chi hanuli. By putting on the big dekuna, they get a din of kedushas kuna. Bizman she big day malem kunos malem, ein big day malem ein kunos malem. The Mordechai Gittin quotes, but the Gemara has a discussion perak hanizokin of the kidashto. You have to be mechaber dekuna given the first aliyah. So the Mordechai quotes, there's a passage in the Yerushalmi, "Amishtamish b'kuhuna mo'al." If I ask a kohen to do a favor for me, he should please go shopping for me or buy something for me, something like that, or to help me put on my jacket or to carry something. So you're not allowed to do that. It's a violation of me'ila, just like you're not allowed to be nenim in a hegdash. So you're not allowed to ask a kohen to do malacha for you. So Maisa b'Rabbeinatam, Rabbeinatam had this, they didn't have a sink with faucets. They had to have a barrel with water, and they had to draw water from the well. Then they had to pour the water. They didn't have faucets. So the Rabbeinatam needed someone he wanted to wash his hands to eat bread. So one of his students was a kohen. So the kohen filled up a cup with water. They poured it on the Rabbeinatam's hands. So the Rabbeinapeter was a Talmud of the Rabbeinatam, Tam and Peter. Rabbeinatam was the Reb, and Peter was the Talmud. So Rabbeinapeter, apparently there's nothing wrong with Jews being called Peter. I have a friend in California. His name is Peter. Okay. It's a name, Jewish name. So Rabbeinapeter asked Rabbeinatam, how do you allow the kohen to pour water on your hands? It says in the Yerushalmi, "Hamishtamish b'kuhuna mo'al." You're not permitted to do that. So the Rabbeinatam said, he's not wearing big dekuna. That din only applies. Hamishtamish b'kuhuna mo'al. It's only if the kohen is wearing big dekuna. So the Rabbeinapeter asked, what do you mean? And you only get the first aliyah if you're wearing big dekuna. You're not allowed to be mitam in the mesim. It's only if you're wearing big dekuna. You're not allowed to marry a grusha. It's only if you're wearing big dekuna. It's not true. Even if you're not wearing big dekuna, you still have a din of a koin. Rabbeinatam gave another answer. And he said, well, he was meichel on his covet because he volunteered. I didn't ask him. He volunteered on his own. He wants to pour the water on my hands. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes over there, this is the last Ramon, Simen Kuf Chav Ches. Kuf Chav Ches is all about duchening. So the last Ramah in Semekuv Chavches quotes that din from Yerushalmi. Amishtamish b'kuna mo'al. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes there at the end of the Simen, even though the Rabbeinatam gave a different answer, a second answer, that the Kohen was Moichel, he volunteered on his own. I didn't ask him. He said the first answer was also correct. So Rab Soloveitchik explained it. He said like this, Amishtamish b'kuna mo'al means it's in kuhuna of Kedushas Kuna Sheba Migdosh. Me'ila is always in Kodesh HaMigdosh. So he said, apparently the Rabbeinatam thinks that there are two levels of Kedushas Kehuna. There's Kedushas Kehuna Shebamigdash and Kedushas Kehuna Shebigvulin. So if you're wearing big dekuna, then the kihanuli, when you wear big dekuna, then you get kedushas kuna shebamigdash, then you're kosher to be makriv karbonis. If you're not wearing big dekuna, you have kedushas kuna shebigvulin. Kedushas kuna shebigvulin allows you to eat truma, to get the first aliyah, to make pidyon haben, to be also bigrusha, and so on, and not to be metamel mason, but in order to be mo'al, shtamish bekuna mo'al, has to have kedushas kuna shebamigdash. That's only if you're wearing big dekuna. So that's the din. If a kohen is not wearing big dekun at all, or he's wearing mechusa begodim, he's not wearing a kohen hedyah, has to wear dalad begodim, and the kohen gadol has to wear shmoneh begodim. If a kohen hedyah will wear shmoneh begodim, it's no good as meyuta begodim. Or if a kohen gadol will wear arba begodim, it's no good as mechusa begodim. Even though he's not doing avoida that needs a kohen gadol, he's doing a regular shechting, a regular carbon tamid. The shechita doesn't need a kohen, so you don't need big dekun. Let's say he's doing kabbalah sadam on a regular carbon on a regular weekday. You don't need a kohen gadol for that. Still, he has to wear the big dekuna that are intended for him. Kohen gadol has to wear shemayna begodim. The kohen had to wear abba begodim. So if he's wearing begodim that are too long or too short, or he's wearing begodim mit tushtoshim or mikuroim, the big dekuna are stained or the big dekuna are torn. And a few places it says the big dekuna have to be lechovid ol sefaris, has to be bekovedik. So if they're mitushtoshim, they're stained, or mikuroim, they're torn, they're ripped. So it's not lechovid ol sefaris, it's not wearing big dekuna, so it's no good. Miyuta, yeah, then there's another din of chatzitza. Let's say when he wears the big dekuna endow him with kedushas kuna shebamigdosh. So the sugya in the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim has all the dinam of chatzitza by big dekuna. What constitutes chatzitza and what not? Let's say the kohen has long hair and he puts on mitznefes. So he has long hair, so the hair is not a chatzitza. The hair grows on his body. Well, let's say the hair goes down his neck and it's sticking in between the ksones and his body. So that's ser shalobim kumen. The ser on his head, ser bim kumen, is not a chatzitza. Ser shalobim kumen, let's say someone has long payas, they hang down, and then he pulls up his payas and he puts the tefillin on top of the payas. The payas go like this. He takes the payas and he puts them up, then he has the ritzias. The ritzuas, the payas are mafsik in between the ritzuas and the head. Then it's a chatzitza. But the ser bim kumen is not a chatzitza. All the dinim in Shulchan Aruch have chatzitza by tefillin are all based on the sugyas in the beginning of the second parak in Zvachim regarding chatzitzas by big dekuna. So why is it if you have a chatzitza by big dekuna, what's the problem? Because the begodim are mekadosh the kohen. So if you have a chatzitza, it's like he's not wearing big dekuna. As if he's not wearing the big dekuna. Or let's say the kohen, he mustn't have a chatzitza between his foot and the floor. He's not allowed to wear shoes or socks. Because the karka hamigdosh is also mekadoshim. The mokem shalna alechem la'ra alecha kam mokem shatraim at all about miskadoshim. If he has a chatzitza, I think the Ramban on that pasuk quotes that din from the Gemara in Zvachim in the beginning of the second parak that the if there's an even, if one of the stones in the floor of the Beis Hamigdosh is loosened and it's not attached properly, so the stone will be a chatzitza. The stone will be a chatzitza. Let's say the kohen stands one foot on top of the other. So his left foot is a chatzitza between his right foot and the floor. He has to have his 2 feet on the floor normally because the floor is mekadoshim. Yeah. So you have to have big dekuna in order to make him into a kohen. And if not, then he's only kedushas kuna shebigvulin. He's like a zar. So it'll be chay misa v'dei shamayim. Yeah.
Rebbe.
Yeah,
is this din of the kohen how the begadim are mekadeshim and the floor is mekadeshim? Is that similar to how when you put things like hekdesh and kli sharis, how it's mekadesh to higher levels of hekdesh?
Yeah, I think the Gemara compares the two. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara makes a comparison between the two. Yes. Yeah, there is a din that Kohen Sha'argas on Nefesh La'isas Kapo. We spoke about it in Parshas Hashavu last week. So the Tiferes Yisrael quotes that din before he even lists off his 23 psulim, his 23 conditions that are necessary for Kohen to be able to be makriv. So he starts off, there's a Gemara in Yevam Zayin Hamad Aleph, among other places. There's a din. Kohen Shargas HaNefesh, Leisas Kapo, based on the Pasuk in Chazon, in the first Perek in Yeshaya. On Shabbos Chazon, that's what we say for Haftarah. Farizchem Kapechem, Alameinim Ekem Yidechem Damim Aleh. When you spread your hands out to give the Duchenik, to give the Bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Alameinim Ekem, I won't pay attention because Yidechem Damim Aleh, because he killed someone. So Tais is there in Yivam, is Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, has two opinions, whether that only applies to Duchening or does it apply to Avodas HaKabonis as well. So the Tversa quotes that before his 23 conditions. A Kohen Shehargas HaNefesh is 2 days in Tesis, whether he's possible to be Makar of Karbonis or not. Yeah, that's what we mentioned on when we spoke on Friday on the Parsha. What about Kohen Shehargas HaNefesh? He's in the Israeli army. They have Kohanim in the Israeli army. And he killed a lot of terrorists. He killed Palestinian terrorist Plishtim, who came to Eroidef Abal Hargach Hashkem Lahargach. He was supposed to kill them. So does that also passel him to Duchen and to be Makar of Karbonis? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it does passel, and Chacham Avadya has a tshuva. He thinks that it doesn't. Said he did a mitzvah. Since he did a mitzvah, it doesn't passel. Then the Torah has a din of balmum. If the kohen is a balmum, he's possible to be makar of karbonis. So if the kohen is a cholol, cholol means if the kohen marries a grusha, so all the children that he has will be chalolim. If the girls, so the girls can't be makar of karbonis anyway in the Beis HaMikdash, only b'nei aharon v'lo b'nos aharon, but the girl is a cholola, so she can't marry a kohen. If a cholola marries a kohen, their children will be chalolim. Or if the kohen marries a grusha, if the kohen gadol marries an almana, even though the kohen hedyot marries almana, it's a het gomer. But if the kohen gadol marries an almana, so all the children will be chalolim. So chalol means empty. Chalol means empty space, empty vacuum, empty space. He's emptied out from kedusha skuna. The kohen marries a grusha, zayna chalolah, the children are mutter letami lemesim, and they don't get the first aliyah. The mamish chalolim. They don't have any. They're permitted to marry a grusha and so on. If a person marries a chalutz is only forbidden by the rabbanon. So then the child is a problem. On the level of the raisa, he's a kohen kosher. On the level of the rabbanon, he's a cholo. So he's a tarta de sasri. So you go the chumra in all directions. Okay. So a cholo is not allowed to do avodah. So by cholo, there's a machlekes hatanoim, machlekes ablezer nechachamim, and we paskin that a cholo she'ovad b'diyevet avodosik shera. That's the bracha in Birchas Moshe Rabbeinu, Mezayis HaBracha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, to Shevet Levi, Baruch Hashem Chelo, a fall yod of Tirtze. So the Gemara has, Rabbi Yeshua has a drasha, Baruch Hashem Chelo, afil chalolim shebo. Baruch Hashem Chelo, fall yod of Tirtze. Ritzui is a technical term that usually applies, Rube de Rube applies only in connection with Karbonis. When the carbon is kosher, we say hurtza. When the carbon is not kosher, we say lo hurtza. It's not acceptable. Here it says, Baruch Hashem chela fol yara tirtza. Kodesh Baruch Hu should accept by the Evid the avoida done by the halolim. If a balmum does avoid, that's even possible by the Evid. A balmum is a kain. Balmum is a kain. He's not allowed to marry a grusha. He's not allowed to be metamil meisim. He can eat. He can eat truma. He can eat carbonis. Just the balmum is possible to be a makar of karbonis, but he has a din of kohen. But nonetheless, if a balmum does avoid, even by the evid, it's possible, a pasuk. But if a cholol means empty, he doesn't have kedushas kuna at all. He's mutter letamei lemesim, and he's not allowed to eat truma. A cholol is mutter to marry a grusha, but it's paradoxical. The cholol shavu by the evid, avei dosek sheu. He passed like Rabbi Yeshua. So Taisus in Kiddushin learned that's only if his cholol sheni yodua. He didn't know. It wasn't known that he was a cholol. He did that, but then we discover afterwards that the man is a cholol. So b'dieved, you don't have to bring over the karbonis. What if he knew in advance that he was a cholol? And he went ahead and he was makro karbonis anyway. So Taisus seems to learn, Pashup Shatting Bar reads like Taisus, a cholol hayodua in advance, the avodosa would be psula. It's only mikanal habo. When you discover that he's a cholos, a mikan al abo, he'll passel karbonis, but not before. The Rambam says not so. The Rambam sheet is even a cholol yadua, even if he was known in advance to be a cholol, but yeah, but if he does avad, avad dosik shir. There's a famous piece of Torah that takes over from the Panavisharov on this Rambam, because the Rambam is against the Gemara Makkos. and the second parak of Makkos in Elohein HaGoylin. So the Panim Rav has a Dvar Torah on that. A cotton before Bar Mitzvah is possible for the Makro Karbonis. And in between Bar Mitzvah and the age of 20, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, Rebbe and HaChachamim and Chulin. Chavdal and Amibes, is there a din midirabbanan that he's not allowed to do Avodah till the age of 20 or not? So Rebbe holds that there's a din midirabbanan, even possible by the Eved. Even by the Eved, the Korban is possible, you have to bring it over again. And the Chachamim disagree. There are two versions in the Gemara where the Chachamim only disagreed, but the Eved are even lechatchila. They hold this even mutter lechatchila. So we paskin that lechatchila he shouldn't do avodah till the age of 20, but by the Eved it would be kosher. And that the first Israel in his Agadama raises a question: why, since there's two versions in the Gemara and the whole topic is only the Rabbanon, so why shouldn't we say Sveka the Rabbanon lekula? Whenever you have a suffix in the Gemara, two lushainis, regarding a din the Rabbanon, so we often treat that like a sveka the Rabbanon lekula. How come the Rama Meis lechatchil you shouldn't do avodah? So that's a kash. If a coin is tomei, it cannot be makor karbonis. It's an isa to enter the azar if you're tomei, and if he does avodah, the avodah will be posel even by the yevin. What's the definition of tomei? So there are three levels of tomei. A person is tomei, he didn't even go to mikveh yet, so that for sure is tomei. What if he already went to mikveh but he didn't yet have hayr of shemesh? So he's allowed to eat ma'aser sheni, that's the first daf in brachas. Tovol v'yola, a person went to the mikveh, a person was tummy, went to the mikveh, and he didn't add yet har of shemesh, so we call him a tvul yom. So a tvul yom is permitted to eat ma'aser sheni, he's not allowed to eat before he's tovol in the mikveh. L'achalt, l'biyarta m'mena b'tummy. He says, when you say vidui ma'aser on ma'aser sheni, so you say, I did not consume the ma'aser sheni in the state of tumah. So as long as he went to the mikveh, even if he didn't have harav shemesh, he's allowed to eat ma'aser sheni, but he's not allowed to eat truma. After he has harav shemesh, he's allowed to eat truma, but he's not yet allowed to eat korbanos. They're not allowed to be makor korbanos. Calls man that he's a mechusi kippurim. Mechusi kippurim, that's the name of the second parak in Krisis. Abba mechusi kippurim. Mechusi kippurim means a person who was tomei. He went to the mikveh, he had harav shemesh. What the Torah says is tahara process is not completed until he brings some karbonis. So which tameim need karbonis? So the Abba Mechusi Kapur, there are four people, Zab Zava, Yoledes, Umetzora. These four people, Zab Zava, totally different thing. Zab Zava, Yoledes, and Metzora have to bring karbonis. So Kozman, he didn't bring the karbonis, it's called Mechusi Kapur. He's not allowed to enter the Azara. And he's not allowed to be makro karbonis, and even by the Eved, the avodah will be possible. They made a din by the Rabbanon. This is not a din by the Torah, so it's not miyakeh by the Eved, that the Kohen, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash in the morning, the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaras, and then every Mishmar was divided into six Batayovas. Sunday was one Beis Av, Monday was one Beis Av, Friday was another Beis Av, then Shabbos, all the six Batayovas. Most of the people went home for Shabbos to be with their families. The few Kohanim stayed behind. It was their Mishmar, so they would all join together on Shabbos to do the Avodah. So when a Kohen comes to the Beis HaMikdash on his day, it's his Mishmar and his Beis Av, so he wants to be Makor Karbonos, he has to go to the Mikveh first. So that's only Midei Rabbanan. In case he's Tameh, he should remind himself. Like now when you check into the buildings, they make you sign a whole statement that you didn't associate with anybody who had COVID in the sun. Every day I fill out the same form to remind you, in case you did associate with someone, so you shouldn't enter the building. They want to remind you. So they made a din in the Beis HaMikdash. El Kohanim, who want to be makor karbonos, has to be tovel in the mikveh, even though they think that they're tor, have to be tovel, so they'll think twice, they'll think the third time, maybe they're tomei, and they're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. But that's not mi'akeh b'di Eved. What is mi'akeh b'di Eved is he has to do kiddush adayim raglayim. The kohen has to wash pour water from a cup from the kior or from any klisharis on his right hand and his right foot. He has to hold up his right foot and pour the water on the right hand, the right foot. Then he pours the water on the left hand and the left foot. That's kiddush adayim raglayim. So if a kohen does avodah b'li kiddush adayim raglayim, the avodah will be possible. But the tefillah in the morning, that's only mid rabbanim, that's not mi'akev. Peru'i rosh ushtuya yayin are written the chumash together. Peru'i rosh means if he didn't take a haircut in the last 30 days. You don't have to shave yet. The kohanim don't have to shave their hair till they're bald. No, they want to look, we want that they should look normal. But whatever normal, whatever the definition of normal for this particular person is, he has to take a haircut every 30 days. It was their besah, it was their mishmar once every 24 weeks. Once every 24 weeks. So he doesn't have to take a haircut all the time. When it's his mishmar, then he has to take a haircut. That's all. Machlekes HaTanaim, what about Bizman HaZeh? There's no Beis HaMikdash. So for Kohen, I don't think there are any Kohanim today who know which mishmar we're holding by. But if there's a Kohen who knows which mishmar it is, since the Beis HaMikdash was Chari, you know which mishmar he belongs to. He knows which mishmar we're up to. So the Gemara said the din is the whole week of his mishmar. He has to be prepared to be makor kabbonis. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, so they say he's never allowed to drink wine, because a kohen shishasa yain is not allowed to be makor kabbonis. And so would you say that they're not allowed to drink wine at all? So that's a whole discussion in the Tanakh. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built today, and we'll need you, even if it's not your mishma. Maybe we'll need you to be makor kabbonis. So Gemara has a whole discussion of that. So these two psukim are written together. Pruei Rosh and Shtui Yain are written together. Shtuya Yayin, that passels b'dievid. If the kohen drank, if it's a shika misham shakrim, that's a discussion in the Tanaim. Does it also passel avoida? And Gemara gives an example. What's shika misham shakrim? He drank milk and he became shika. How do you become shika from drinking milk? Doesn't have any alcoholic content. It means it becomes drowsy. It says when you drink milk, warm milk, when you drink warm milk, it'll put you to sleep. But it doesn't make you drunk. So that's what there was an opinion in Achrayim. Let's say you can say Kiddush Shabbos morning, you can say Havdalah, Amatzoi Shabbos HaChamar Medina. Whenever wine is not available, the Gemara says Chamar Medina. If this is the wine of this Medina, this is when a guest comes, they mechabed the guest with this to drink. Water is not called Chamar Medina. Something else has to be in Europe. Rabbi Chaim Moshe would sometimes make Havdalah over a piping hot cup of tea, because they used to be mechabed guests by having a hot cup of tea. So Reb Chaim Moshe was of the opinion, that's the pasha, you don't need a mita de meshaker. And one opinion in Achrayim is that it's only considered chamar medina if it has an alcoholic content. So the shaila was, what if this minig medina to serve milk to a guest? Is that called mita de meshaker? So I remember when I was in high school, so there was a group of European Talmid HaChachamim who were working on it. They had a Tzofnas Panach Institute. The Ragachava had passed away, and they had a lot of Ksovim from the Ragachava. He wrote on the side of all the Gemara. So there was a Talmid HaChachamim, there was a single Talmid HaChachamim. I think his name was Safran. And he had relatives in, if I'm not mistaken, in New Jersey or something like that. No, he had I think he had in New Jersey. And the Nazis were wiping out all the communities. So he corresponded with his relatives, and he said, he has all the ksavim of the Ragachav. He's afraid the Nazis are going to destroy everything. So he's going to make microfilm copies of everything. He sent packages. Every 2 weeks, he sent a package to his relatives. And then he said, now you have everything. I sent you the list, but now you have everything. And even if the Nazis come and they burn everything, it won't be lost. So the Nazis came and they killed him and they destroyed everything. So the original copy is not there. So these relatives in New Jersey had these ksovim, and they told people, we have ksovim from the Ragachov. Everybody heard the Ragachov. No one did anything about it. And I think they passed away. If I'm not mistaken, they passed away. So they had a son who lived in, I forgot already where he lived. So Rabbi Mendel Kasha happened to have a daughter. This was in the 1950s, I think. Mendel Kasha had a daughter who lived in that city, Peoria, Illinois. So Rabbi Mendel Kasha had a daughter who lived there, who was married. I think her married name was Friedman. So he came once to visit his daughter. And the son of the Safran, he asked Rabbi Mendel Kasha, do you ever hear of the Ragachava? Sure, he knew the Ragachava. He knew him personally. He said, I have all the ksavim from the Ragachava. He said, give it to me, and I'm going to see to it that it's printed. So he went to Dr. Belkin. This is when I was in high school. He went to Dr. Belkin. Dr. Belkin made a Tzafnas Panech Institute, the Rogatchev Svarma, called Tzafnas Panech. Tzafnas Panech was the nickname of Yosef, and the Rogatchev's name was Yosef Rosen. So he called the Svarm Tzafnas Panech. So they had an institute, so they were working on the Ksovim. And then they only put out on Chumash, on the Chamish Chumshi Torah, and they put out on Sanhedrin, I think, that was all. And then now they're doing the work on the rest, but a different group in Eretz Yisrael. So Dr. Belkin, from time to time, would say over things that they told him from the Tzafnas Panech. So they told him that the Rogan Shaga says that even if you hold like that opinion in Achreinim, that it's only called Chamar Medina, if it's a Midi de Meshaker, if it'll make you drunk, but milk is called Midi de Meshaker, because the Gemara has a Machlek Satanaim, if the fellow, the coin is a Shikha Mishar Meshakrim, not Yayin. Yayin Meshacher Altesh, Yayin is grape juice and Shecher is wine. Yayin Meshacher Altesh. What about beer? What about that Shikha Mishar Meshakrim? So that's a Machlek Satanaim. So the Tanaim give a Moshel, he Shikha Mishar Meshakrim, because he had milk. So you see that milk is a midi de mishaker. So he said it can, even if you hold that, you need midi de mishaker. For Chamar Medina, milk qualifies. So when Dr. Belkin told it to Rav Soloveitchik, he thought that it was utterly ridiculous. And his family, they didn't get along with the Rogatchev. Rav Chaim and the Rogatchev didn't get along. So whatever the Rogatchev said, by definition, was wrong. But he said, over here, it doesn't make sense. That's not midi de mishaker. So he said, that bin, that the Shikha Mishar Mishakrim, means if he's drowsy, so milk, warm milk can put you to sleep. That the Gemara says. Yoel Eshes Chaver Akeni put Sisra to sleep by having him drink warm milk. But it doesn't, it's not called Midi de Meshaker. If you hold like those Achrayim, that it's only called Chamar Medina, if it's Midi de Meshaker, he thought that, Rav Soloveitchik thought that that didn't make any sense. Milk is not Midi de Meshaker. Anyway, but there's a din, a shikir, she'ovet is avedosa psula. What about pruy rosh ha'ovet? So that the Gemara says, b'dievet, it's kosher. Pruy rosh, if he has long hair and he needs a haircut, he didn't take a haircut in over 30 days. So b'dievet, it's not avedosa mechulavas, so it would be good. Yeah, what else is a psul? There's a psul. The Tversa makes everything into 23 conditions. It's not 23. You can combine many of them together. It's less than 10, I think. There's another din Yoshev. There's a din Ein Yeshiva Bazar. No one's allowed to sit in the Azor. That's a stira in Rashi in two different places in the Gemara. One place Rashi writes that din is only mid the Rabbanan. Ein Yeshiva Bazar Elul Malchid Beis David Belvad. Only one who's a descendant from the Malchid Beis David, one who's a Melech from the Malchid Beis David, is allowed to sit in the Azor, and other people are not allowed to. So that's the other place Rashi writes that it's Halach Moshe Mesinai. One place he writes it's the Rabbanim, one place he writes it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But that's you're not allowed to sit in the Azor. But if the Kohen sits in Azor, there's a different din, that it's Pasul. Because the Pasul says, Ki Babar Hashem Lamed L'Sharsa L'Varach Bishmo. So it says, Lamed. Lamed L'Sharsa L'Varach Bishmo. That's how you know that the Kohenim have to stand when they duchen, L'Varach Bishmo, and they have to stand when they do Avodas HaKarbonis. Lamed L'Sharsa L'Varach Bishmo. If he does not avoid the yeshiva, it's possible even by the Yevit. Even if you hold any yeshiva by Zara, Elan Machay Bizdabit is only a din the Rabbanan, but here by Avoida, it puzzles by the Yevit. If the coin does the Avoida in a sitting position. What if he's going to be leaning b'smicha? So that's a whole machlokes in the Gemara, in the second parak in Zvachim, where the smicha is ki yeshiva, the smicha is ka'amida. Smicha means he's leaning on something so much that if you take it away, he's going to fall down. That's smicha b'chol koichai. That if you take it away, he's going to fall down. So that smicha is a discussion in the Gemara, whether smicha is kishiva or not. But bishchia, let's say the kohen is leaning over and he does avoida. So the Tversa brings rise from the Gemara that if he does avoida in a not bismicha, he's not leaning on anything. He's just bent over. He's not ba'amida. He's not standing erect. He's leaning over. Bishchia, so bishchia, the avoida will be kosher. Sometimes you have no choice. You have to do the avoida like that. Yeah. So the Gemara had the Mishnayos have. So those are the, I just went through the 23 psulim. It didn't turn out to be 23. It's much less. You combine it together. I remember when I was learning B'charus Beitza one summer. So my two Charuses were much older than me. So they insisted they wanted to go through the Meiri. The Meiri has 43 kinds of muktzah. So I gave up. So that's when I quit. I'm not going to read 43 kinds. There aren't 43 kinds of muktzah. He lists everything separately. Tversa always does like that. He lists everything separately. Okay. So there's a din that so the Mishnah has the psul mum is shared in common. If the kohen is a bal mum, it passes him from being makrev. And if the korban is a bal mum, the korban is passed. So the Mishnahis give you the list. First of all, has a long arichas on this, based on all the Mishnahis, all the Gemaras, which mumim are shared in common by the kohen and the behemoth, which only apply to the kohen and don't apply to the behemoth. The kohen has to do the avodah bimin with his right hand. If he does avodah with the left hand, it's possible. If he's a lefty, it's possible. So Rashi has two pshat, three pshat. One pshat in Rashi is that a lefty is a balmum. How can you say, a lefty is a balmum? How is that a balmum? He used to be a tamachochem in the yeshiva. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he used to kibitz about Rashi. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. There's a Mishnah in Ksubis. A man married a girl, and he didn't realize in advance that she's a balas mum. Then after they get married, then he finds out she's a balas mum. So when he finds out and he wants to divorce her, he doesn't have to pay ksuba because it's kiddush tois. And it's a question, even the need for the get, one opinion of the get is only needed midirabbanan, it's kiddush tois. One opinion, it's a suffik. Misafik has to give a get. One opinion doesn't even need a get benatar. So the Gemara says, whatever is a mum for kohanim is a mum for marriage. So according to one pshat and Rashi, I married a girl and I didn't know that she was a lefty. Turns out she's a lefty. I don't need a get ben atayra. How can it be? I don't have to pay her the ksuga because it's kiddush tois because she's a lefty. So the pashta says it's not because it's a balmum. Pashta says ain't a shava bizar shalan. There's something irregular about him. Or maybe the pashta says it's not a psula ain't a shava bizar shalan at all. Maybe it's just he doesn't have a right hand. The avodah has to be done with the right hand means the stronger arm. And it has to be this side of the body. So if he's a lefty, the stronger arm is that one. So that's not called yamin. Yamin has to be this side of the body and should be the stronger arm. Anyway, so there's a din, a balmum. If the kohen is a balmum, it's puzzle. And if he's a lefty, it's also puzzle. Can't do avoida. So the din of balmum is shared in common by the behemoth and the kohanim. There's a din, the behemoth, you can't be makir of the behemoth until it's 8 days old. There's a difficult primogodim, and Yeridea primogodim says the 8 days on the ace lace. Let's say the animal was born 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, so it can't be makrovid on the Mizbech until next week, Sunday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So Rabbi Kivega has her oris on the primogodim, and he shows from the Gemara that it's wrong, shows the primogodim is wrong on this, and the Tiferes Yisrael in the Hagdamah to the Seder Kochim also quotes the same primogodim. He didn't have a Yeridei with Rabbi Kivega. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivega. So he has the same kasha. How can the Primogodim say it's Dova Tamua? It's against the Gemara and Perak and Shabbos, Perak Ablezer de Mila. That's Beferish. You don't have to wait Me'es Leis. There is a Din Me'es Leis. Where did the Primogodim get it from? There's a Din Me'es Leis. Some carbonas, you have to be makriv when the animal is Bashnosa. Let's say a Pesach. A Pesach has to be Bashnosa. A Chatos, Shover Shnosa is Psula. I'll bring a korban chatos or a korban pesach after the animal is 1 year old already, so it's puzzle. So if the animal is born on Dalet Shvat, what today is Dalet Shvat, the animal is born Dalet Shvat, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So up until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if I'm zorek the dam of the chatos or the pesach before 4 o'clock is good. If I'm zorek the dam at 4:01, then it's no good because you go me eis leis. That's a gemara. You go meis leis on determining whether the animal is 1 year old or 2 years old, this on. You go from the hour that the animal was born. So the Pimagodim thought that meis leis goes to the 8th day also. But that Rabbi Kivega and the Tversa, they both say that they think it's not correct. Yeah, we have to be makta the emurim on the Mizbech, the chelev. You have to be makta on the Mizbech. What does the word emurim mean? So the Tversa is said on the opening Mishnah in Brachas, when it's a hectare, Chalav ve'imurim is kosher kol alayla, and mid the rabbanon they said you should take care of it before chatzos. La'achik kasadim and avera. So the tferes on the first mishnah in brachas has two pshatim. Either the word emurim is from the Hebrew word amur. It really means amurim, the chelav ha'amurim, the chumash, the chelav that is mentioned in the chumash that you're supposed to be makter on the mizbeach. Or he has another suggestion that maybe emurim is a Latin word. A Greek word or a Latin word, I forgot already what he says, that means the mufchar. He has two suggestions. All the karbonas are divided into two categories, korban tzibur and korban yochid. All karbonas tzibur are kochi kochi. Korbanos Yochid, some of them are kachim kachim, some of them are kachim kalim, but all Korbanos Tzibah are kachim kachim. That's why there's a difference between Shalmei Yochid and Shalmei Tzibah. Shalmei Yochid is a kachim kalim. Shalmei Tzibah is a kachim kachim. When you bring Shalmei Tzibah once a year, Kibse Atzeres. Kibse Atzeres is a korban tzibur, and it's a kachim kachim, and has all the dinim of kachim kachim. In the days of the Baisheni, there was they had a lot of disputes between the Tzdukim and the Prushim, Keseda, from day number one. It's full of machloikas, the Baisheni. And one of the issues was, a Korban Yochid, if I can't afford to, let's say I was Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, and my next door neighbor is a wealthier person, I don't have enough money, I know I have to bring a Chatas, I can't afford it. So my next door neighbor is kind, and he's Magdish a Korban from his money. He pays for the Korban, he's Magdish on my behalf. He knows that I have to bring a Korban Chatas or an Oshem, whatever, he's Makriv on my behalf for me. So the Gemara says, even though he paid for it, but he was Magdish it for me, so I'm Yotze. So what would the din be in a Korban Tzibur? So the Tzedukim were of the opinion you can have a private person pay for all the Korbanos Tzibur, hang up a sign at the Beis HaMikdash. All the Korbanos this year, Shnas Tov Shin Pei Aleph, are paid for by the Rothschild family, and we appreciate the fact that they paid for the Korbanos. And the Chachamim had a tradition that you won't be Yotze. Korbanos Tzibur, you cannot have someone else Magdish HaManash is Kappa B'Chaveira. The Korbanos Tzibur have to be purchased with the Machtas HaShekel money. That's Mamon HaTzibur. And if you buy it from the money of a Yochid, you're not Yotze at all. So that's one of the main differences between a Korban Tzibur and a Korban Yochid. The Machtas HaShekel money has Me'ila, even though there's only Me'ila on Kochi Kochim. So the Gemara says, why? Because call Korbanos HaTzibur. That's the name of the pair. Kol Karbonos HaTzibur, HaKotchi Kotchim. So all the Machtas HaShekel money is aimed to be used for Kotchi Kotchim. Let's say a person is a Nozir and he has to bring Shlomim and Chatos, an Oila, and he sets aside money, Mo Stumim. He then puts away $300 to buy all the three Karbonos, $100 for the Chatos, $100 for the Oila, and $100 for the Shlomim, Shalmei Nozir. So if it's most stumim, if he designates this $100 is for the chatas, this $100 is for the shlomim, so the $100 for the shlomim, there's no me'ila because it's kachim kalim. $100 for the chatas, there would be me'ila. But if it's most stumim, he sets aside $300 to buy the three karbonis, and since all the money is mixed in together, he didn't designate which is for what, so there wouldn't be any me'ila on any of the $300. So the Mishnah says that there is me'ila on Machtas HaShekel money, because all the money, all the Korban Tzibur are Kochi Kochim. So all the money is aimed to be used for Kochi Kochim. There's a din Chatos HaPnimiyos. If the Chatos has a Zrika in the Heichel, and Yom Kippi do the Zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim also, and in front of the Parochas. The other Chatos HaPnimiyos, Parhon Dov Shel Tzib, you don't do Zrika in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but you do in the Heichel. So whenever that's called Chatos HaPnimiyos, but then it's Nisrafin Kimitzvasam. You burn it. So since it's Nisrafin Kimitzvasam, the Pasuk says you have to burn it, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. But when a Korban becomes Pasal because of Pigol and Oyser, then it's Nisraf Shaloi Kimitzvasam, then you have to burn it in the Azara. It's paradoxical. One would have said, Faker, whenever the Sreif is Kimitzvasam, that's the way it's supposed to be, then you would have thought, then you should burn it in the Azara, because it's an Avoida. Whenever you're burning it, because it's Nifsal, you would have said that you burn it Shaloi Kimitzvasa, so you should burn it outside of the Azara. But the din is not so. Whenever you do the Sreifa Kimitzvasan, then it's Nisraf Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. Whenever the Sreifa is Shaloi Kimitzvasan, then you burn it in the Azara. Yeah. What's another difference between Korban Tzibur, Korban Yochid? Korban Tzibur has to be paid for Machtas HaShekel money. So the Gemara has a din. There's no din of Shina Bailim. Let's say a person comes with a korban to the Beis HaMikdash and I say, I'm a Kohen. And I decide I'm acting like God. I say, you don't deserve. You have no right to bring a korban. Even though this is your shlamim, I'm going to be makarit on behalf of your wife. Your wife is a tzadekis. You're good for nothing. I'm not going to be makarit for you. So that's a Shina Bailim. So it passes the korban to a certain extent. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. To what extent will the korban become possible if you make a shini bailam? So the Gemara says that by korbanos tzibur, you can never have a shini bailam. because the carbon tzibah is carved on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, the men, the women, and the children. And if you have a shina bailam, you're bringing a carbon tamid or a carbon musaf on behalf of a goy. So the Gemara said doesn't count as a shina bailam. It's not mechayev kapara kemosa. You have to have a shina bailam for another Jew, but all the Jews are included in the carbonus tibah. So there's never a din of shina bailam by carbonus tibah. Yeah, what's a din of smicha? You have to, when you a carbon yochid needs smicha, except for b'chor ma'aser or pesach. Those don't have smicha. But every carbon yochid needs smicha, and you have to do smicha b'chol koichai. That if you'll take away the animal, I'd fall down. Not just to put my hands on the animal, to lean on the animal b'chol koichai, to the extent that if I take the animal away, I would fall down. So that's only permissible. Our girsa in the Gemara is that's only permissible. Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'samchu, lo b'nei Yisrael v'samchu. The second and the third psukim in Chumash Vayikra. You only do smicha if it's a man, a Jewish man who brings the korban. If it's a goy or it's a Jewish woman who brings the korban, there's no din of smicha. The Meiri and the Chachmei Provence, the Ravid, all the Rishonim who lived in Provence, they had a different girsa in the Gemara. They had the girsa in the Gemara that if, according to the one Tana, there's a machlokes of Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, when the Noshim Samchas were shus, are women permitted to volunteer to do smicha? So the way Rashi and Tosis had the girsa, the way it says in our Gemara, the Tana holds women, Noshim Samchas were shus, means that they do an imitation smicha. They hold their hands on top of the head of the korban without leaning on the korban b'chol koicham. If they lean on the korban, that'll be an iser, not me'ila, they're not getting any hanoah out of it. But it's an Isar Avoida Bekochim, Lasada Bechosherecha, Lasagas Bechotzanecha. There's a din of Gizav Avoida. Gizav Avoida is also even on Kochim Kalim. Bechor is a Kochim Kalim, even on Kochim Kalim. A Kochim is certainly also the Gizav Avoida. So if a woman will lean Bechol Koicha, so Rashi and Taisa have the gear, so that'll be an Isar Avoida Bekochim. So the Machlok Zatanaim is that we pass like Rabbi Yossi Nashim Samchas Vishus, we allow the women to do imitation smicha, that they shouldn't feel bad. The women feel excluded from the avodas hakabbonis because we don't allow them to do smicha. And Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to because we don't allow them to do imitation smicha. We're afraid they may forget and do smicha b'chol koicham, in which case they'll be violating the yisr. And the Chachmei Provence had a different, the Meiri and the Ravid on Toras Kahanim on the opening pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, they had the girsa and the gemara differently. When a woman, according to the Tana, Rabbi Yossi, that a woman is permitted to do smicha, we allow them to do smicha mamish b'chol koicham, even though they're not mechuyev, but if they volunteer, they have a kiyum of the mitzvah of smicha, and if you have a kiyum, so there's no iser of avoda. But that's Rashi and Tosfos didn't have that girsa, totally different girsa. What do you do if it's a korban hashutvim? So the Gemara says, if a few people join together to bring a korban oilam, so the din is you need smicha. So each one has to do his own smicha. You're not yotze. One person can't do smicha for the others, and they can't all do the smicha bevasachas, because my hands will be a chatzitza between your hands and the korban. Your hands will be a chatzitza between my hands and the korban. There isn't so much room on the head of the animal that a few people should be able to lean b'chol koicham. So you have to do smicha. Each one of the shutfim has to do smicha b'zahazah. If they bring a shlamim, though, so you have to do tunufas chazav v'shaik. So that echad meinefai de kulam. When you have a korban hashutvim, one does the tenuf on behalf of all of them. On the shmini lemiluim, a parsha shmini that they had to bring special korbanos haru hashoah. So the Tosefta says that instead of echad meinefai de kulam, they all did tenufam. So the Rav Dovla Soloveitchik suggests that maybe there are two different kinds of shutvim. If two people decide they want to become shutvim, if I would have enough money, I would have brought my own oiler. You could have brought your own oiler. We decided to save money or we can't afford. So the two of us joined together. So then my hand is a chatzitza between your hand and the animal. But over here by Aaron Abanov, even if they wanted to, they wouldn't be able to bring their own carbon. As Baruch Shalom said, after they were menashamayim, they were declared. They have to be shutvim. Shutvim is bal korcham. So maybe my hand is not a chatzitza from your hand. So he thought that maybe they all did smicha bevasachas. Maybe they all did smicha bevasachas and they all did the tenufa bevasachas because they're not separate from each other. when it's a korban ashutfim, where each one could have brought his own, then it's a chatzitz. Your hand in my hand, and it's a chatzitz. That was a chiddush. It's against the Ravid. The Ravid on the Torah's Kanim says that even though it says they all did tenufa, but he said they probably did bezach hazeh not to have chatzitz. Abel will have thought that perhaps it's not so. Okay, these are some of the ideas. Then he goes another 20 pages. First all hadish, that's the first 4 pages. He goes on and on and on. He has a lot of hakdamas to say to Kutch. This was the hakdama to the hakdama. Okay. Vidach zil gemar. Now you got to start learning Kutch. Have a pleasant day. Learn up a storm. Everyone should be healthy.
Ready.